This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm. Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that?
Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the sun don't shine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, it's always a delight to talk to our dear friend from the desert. Mike Palm joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Mike. How you holding up?
Not bad, considering the last week that was. From the first weekend of the tournament to opening day of baseball yesterday and the kicking off the Sweet 16, I think everything's going pretty well.
How's it going with the score crew out there, the afternoon show?
It's perfect weather right now. I got to tell you guys, it's you couldn't ask for anything better here, mid-80s in the daytime and the low 60s in the evening. So I think they're enjoying the life pretty well.
I bet. So, obviously, we have a rough sports reality in Chicago up till yesterday. The White Sox won their home opener. Hadn't done that since 2014. The Bulls won on a 47-foot shot by Josh Giddey as the buzzer went off. And they beat the Lakers by a couple points. And the Cubs closed it out with a bunch of runs and a victory at night. That was the three-team parlay that, I mean, honestly, you could probably own a Vegas hotel if you bet on that.
Well, I mean, it's certainly positive side. Look, the Bulls have been playing well for a while now. The teams like the Bulls and the Pistons are very interesting from a betting perspective. And I'm just talking as a regular season team, but so few teams give max effort every night in the NBA. And, you know, I look at those two teams, and you could even say maybe Oklahoma City in the West, that go out there and try to win every game. So from a betting perspective, if you just blindly bet these teams, you're going to make money. I was happy for the White Sox, and the pitching looked pretty good yesterday, right? They're going to have a lot of guys that you maybe never heard of step into some major roles this year. And so far, so good for them. And the Cubs bounce back from a tough trip to Japan and put up a 10 spot against, you know, Zach Gallen, a very good, you know, top 10 pitcher in the National League. So everything, like you said, there's all good signs here as we move forward and head into the summer.
Did you have a play on the Cubs victory total, and did you take the over or the under?
I did before they went. It's very interesting. The total didn't move. 86. They lose the two games in Japan and didn't adjust down at all. The odds on them to win the Central did. So it was even better. If you know, I laid 115 for them to win the Central. You come back and bet them at even money heading into yesterday because they started out 0-2. And it's a pretty nice day for them, considering that, you know, Cincinnati loses at home. Milwaukee starts tough in New York. But in terms of a single day, it was a nice day for the Cubs. I'm in on the Cubs. Cincinnati's everybody's chic pick, like they are every single year, to win the division. I did it one time. I bet them to get to the World Series. I think that was the year they made the wild card and didn't score a run in the wild card games.
I'm curious. When the tournament is as chalky as it has been, is that bad for business?
Yeah, we've been really bad. Our worst first weekend that we've ever had.
Wow.
But, you know, we say this game is a three-point line and, you know, the sharp action's one way, this and that. It all comes down to these money line parlays at the end of the day. And when you can parlay all the top seeds and all the top two seeds and do that, we can't really overcome it. It's the same with the NFL. If you don't get at least two games in a weekend where a favorite of five or more points loses, you're going to have a losing weekend because so many people bet the favorites on the money line.
What are you betting tonight with the four games going on in the South region, the Midwest region?
Well, my only play last night was the over in that Alabama. That Alabama BYU game. I just love to bet BYU under. People don't understand. They want to run as much as anybody. So that was an easy winner. I took a prop. I lose by 1 point in that game. Well, both teams scored 90. And BYU falls a point short. That was plus 250. So I just missed that. But we cashed the conventional over easily with 7 minutes to go. I can't understand this Michigan-Auburn line. Michigan's playing at a very high level. I'm telling you, everybody had UC San Diego pick to knock them off. They blow the big lead, come back and win. And then the Texas A&M Michigan game might have been the best game of the tournament so far. It was played at a very high level. A&M had them down 9 in the second half. Let's not forget those are a bunch of 22- and 23-year-olds at A&M playing against a lot of 18- and 19- and 20-year-olds. I think Michigan's playing at a very high level. I made this game a 6. You can still get 9. I played Michigan with the 9.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of points. I actually have Michigan in my Final Four. I thought Auburn at the end of the year was playing poorly, but here they are now, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had Auburn. Just, you know, it's just based on the way they played in the tournament.
I have, you know, you can make the argument that all the number ones are going to get there. It's a tricky spot for Houston tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, as the number one seed, they have to go to Indianapolis and play Purdue. That's not a very good job by the committee. You're supposed to protect your number one seed. I was listening to Eric Musselman gave an interview after the Big Ten tournament, and he said, Maryland is the most talented team in the Big Ten, but Purdue is the most connected, meaning they play together the best. I think Purdue will give Houston everything they want. I might take the 7.5 there as well.
Great stuff, Mike. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Talk to you next Friday.
That is our guy, Mike Palm.
Purdue is going to give Houston fits, I think, because of what we just said.
What, I mean, he's so right. I mean, I think Houston is a better team.
Yes, but
Purdue, they are
Purdue's well
playing
coached
a home game.
And Purdue's in Indianapolis. There's going to be a home court advantage that Kelvin Sampson will be well aware of from coaching in Bloomington. He knows that Indianapolis is full of Pacer fans, IU fans, Purdue fans, and not in that order.
I thought it was UPUI fans.
IUPUI?
IUPUI. Don't they have a?
They do. Yeah, IUPUI. Yeah, they're
like the UIC of
campus
Purdue.
Is right downtown. Yeah. But the point being that we had some fun yesterday because we were attacked for not being a college market. Indianapolis has pro sports and has a NBA team
college
that they support, but it's definitely a college basketball country.
Yeah.
It's high school basketball country.
Yeah.
And this weekend, I know you're happy about this Hoosiers because they have a basketball smorgasbord. Tonight.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You see the college tournament at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tomorrow is the high school state finals.
Oh, wow.
Where the Pacers play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
And Sunday.
They've got
the final.
The best WNBA team or the most popular
and they're
player. They're pouring money into it.
The Caitlin Clark Museum, basically, is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But they're, they support basketball.
Oh, yeah.
No
breaking
shocker
news,
there.
Indiana.
But the point being also, when Purdue goes and plays in this venue, there's going to be a boost that they receive, I think, just from the home court.
Everyone they know.
Support.
Yeah.
And
the
home crowd support.
Purdue itself isn't very far. I mean, it's
hour away.
It's all, you know, drivable.
And Matt Painter is a terrific coach at this stage.
Yeah.
Maybe hasn't won a national title, but he has done a nice job with this team this year without Zach Edey. And Braden Smith having an All-American season makes me think that Purdue could give Houston all it can handle.
I think Houston can handle a lot. You'd agree with that.
I'd agree with that.
It's a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think they win, but I think it'll be close.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff.